Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
ES Audio.
Hi, I'm John Weeks and this is the Evening Standard's Tech and Science Daily. Coming up, the new FIFA game, but not as you know it. First though, researchers are calling on the government to have an urgent rethink on AI regulation proposals in the UK.
Because what we're seeing is massively scaled up AI use, particularly with the rollout of things like ChatGPT, which has millions of users in the UK alone. So we really think there need to be those clear legal routes to redress and to contesting things when they go wrong.
Matt Davis is the UK Public Policy Lead at the Ada Lovelace Institute. They've come up with 18 recommendations for laws on artificial intelligence regulation to ensure that AI systems are trustworthy, risks around the tech are mitigated, and that those developing, deploying, and using AI tech can be held accountable when things go wrong.
A lot of the AI systems that are widely available now are incredibly powerful. You know, we've seen bad actors generating misinformation using generative AI apps like ChatGPT or Midjourney. We're hearing anecdotally examples of bad actors or criminals using AI to impersonate people or basically commit fraud.
Matt's told us the UK needs an artificial intelligence ombudsman people can go to get advice or seek compensation. He told us there needs to be more focus on these kinds of issues and less attention towards the existential threats of AI we often hear about in the news.
We think there's a risk that the media debate is focusing quite narrowly at times on quite apocalyptic existential risks. We're not saying don't pay attention to those at all, but we do think there's a need to look really carefully at these more well-evidenced risks that we're already seeing happening, causing harm today.
On the subject of AI, we've had assurances from the boss of MI6 that the tech won't replace human spies. In a speech in Prague, MI6 chief Sir Richard Moore was due to stress that his officers would be able to gain secrets beyond the reach of AI. He said that human intelligence in the age of artificial intelligence will increasingly be defined as those things that machines cannot do. And he also backed the effectiveness of human agents, saying they're not just passive collectors of information and can sometimes influence decisions inside a government or terrorist group. Now, are you buzzing for the new FIFA football video game? Well, bad news. It kind of doesn't exist. Not as you know it, anyway. This year's title is the first to drop the FIFA name. Instead, it's called EA Sports FC 24, and apparently isn't so different from the last game.
Minute-to-minute play, it's not hugely different. It's not like they've taken it down a different route, they've gone more arcadey or more simulation-y or more slow-moving or anything.
Our games reviewer Stuart Andrews has had a first look at the title pre-release. He said for this one, they've actually used new tech to capture players' movement, ditching the old process, which involved getting players into a studio one by one.
For the first time, they haven't had to do that. What they do is they rig up a stadium with cameras and they just basically capture the whole game. And they can then use the data from those cameras to basically capture everything that the players are doing, the way the ball's moving, how each joint of the player's moving. It means that they've got a lot more data to work with and it's a lot more realistic.
The new title is the first to integrate female players into all game modes. And Stuart says EA have kept things consistent between the men and women footballers.
The way they're captured and the way they're shown playing is exactly the same as the men. You know, it's the same level of detail, the same focus on their individual abilities and what they bring to the game. You know, there's very much a focus this year on trying to understand what makes footballers distinctive.
A fossil showing a badger-sized mammal and a plant-eating dinosaur locked in combat from 125 million years ago has prompted questions about the dino's domination of the period. The fossilized remains found in China appear to be the first evidence of a mammal preying on a much bigger dinosaur, about twice its size. The researchers said their findings question the view that dinosaurs roamed the planet unchallenged during the Cretaceous period. The mammal's teeth can be seen embedded in the dino's rib cage, suggesting it was being attacked when both animals suddenly died, possibly after being caught in mudslides from a volcanic eruption. It looks like users are already spending less time on new social media platform Threads. A report looking at usage data on Meta's platform suggests engagement has dropped sharply after an initial flurry of excitement when it launched this month. Analytics firm SimilarWeb says Threads' best day, its second day of open membership, saw 49 million active users on Android, which dropped to 23.6 million a week later. But it is still early days for the platform, and boss Adam Mosseri has promised a raft of changes, including hashtags, search, and a following feed. Coming up, can two planets really share an orbit? And good news for weekend workout warriors. Why not hit follow and give us a rating during the break?
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers, and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Welcome back. For the first time, scientists believe they may have found evidence that two planets can share the same orbit around a star. Researchers have detected a cloud of debris that might be sharing an exoplanet's orbit in part of space called the PDS-70 system. They believe the cloud of debris could be the building blocks of a new planet or the remnants of one already formed. But to fully confirm their detection, the team will need to wait until after 2026, when they'll try to see if both the planet and its sibling cloud of debris move significantly along their orbits together around the star. And finally, good news if you like to work out on the weekends. A study suggests squeezing in moderate to vigorous exercise at the weekend has similar benefits for the heart as more regular exercise. Researchers said the pattern of weekend exercise is associated with similarly lower risks of heart disease and stroke compared with more evenly distributed workouts. You're up to date for the latest news. Come back at 4 o'clock and search for the Leader podcast. We're back tomorrow afternoon at 1. See you then.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers, and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.